Shin Samach Gimel Sukhes. Lachisho so me atay Asheru is kosher. You made it out of the wood of an Asheru tree. It is a kosher lechi.
Do you know where that tree was? Or is?
Somewhere it was Labdaf, a specific type of tree. Somewhere it was a specific type of tree. So it was just planted specifically for the purpose of that type of worship. So that's the machlokes we showed him whether it was a specific type of tree or not. So I don't know. Okay, so Mr. Burr is going to...
Forgive me, I thought an Asherah, I thought that was an Avodah Zarah. An Asherah tree?
It is an Avodah Zarah. That's the good point over here. Yeah, it's so kosher.
I thought everything that had anything to do with Avodah Zarah was Usher. I mean, Usher Behana. How do they say that this is kosher? This makes no sense.
You know what? I'll make you a deal. If you... We'll wait until we finish Tumah Shaburas. We might get some answers to your questions.
Are my questions ridiculous? Or
if you wait till we learn Tumah Shaburas, you might get some answers to your questions. Kof Tes. Lechi shows so. We can use a lechi to make a share. You can use a lechi to make a share for a lechi. U'mash rafil lechachilu. It sounds like that's lechachilu usage.
Now,
bein lahakshus lechara. We should ask. Kimen nehida let belechi kimen ein sorach shir v'shabes eksusim mixach shure kilakamei. So one issue which you have to raise, but when it comes to the issue of asheira, is a concept the Gemara says by a lulav that you can't make use a lulav from an asheira. The Gemara says because it doesn't have a shir, because since it's halakhically it's supposed to be destroyed, we look at it as if it's already conceptually destroyed, and therefore the pieces are not attached. They've been destroyed. So, but by we said before, by a lechi, you can make it out of multiple little pieces. So we were, and there's no minimum size.
It's a mashu.
So, lechara, we're not worried about this issue. Because malkam ha'aser b'hanoa, but the mice it's aser b'hanoa. So lechara, so how are we allowed to make this lechi out of an asher? Yesh loimer, kiven the lechi eino elo l'tzarech mechitza. So the benefit is considered an indirect benefit. So because all it's doing is making a wall. Now once there's a wall, yes, you're allowed to carry. But it's what it's accomplishing is that you have a wall. The wall itself is not the benefit. So that's not considered a problem of being the henna from an asherah. That's one answer. The other answer, which the one of the first Shulchan suggests, is that mitzvahs love the hunas didn't, and we have to understand what that means. So the Gemara does say that concept by Ruve Tchumen, because we pass in the you're only allowed to make a Ruve Tchumen the tzarech mitzvah. You can't just make it for a non mitzvah purpose. So then the benefit of a Ruvit Chumen, the Mora discusses using a certain offer of Ruvit Chumen. So the Mora says that you don't have a problem of being the henna from the Isser because it's the Tzarech Mitzvah, Mitzvah of the Hunas. We'll see the parameters of that because the mice, it has to be something which is usable, it has to be something which is edible, but the point is making the meal. So how we'll worry about those parameters later on. But the problem is by the issue of closing a chotzer or a movi, it doesn't seem to say that is a dafka l'tzarech mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to make erevin because we're afraid people are going to carry. So we'll say there is a mitzvah to address this issue by enclosing it. So that element of mitzvah is takal av l'hadas. But practically, you're enclosing the area and now you can benefit, you can carry. So if you're relying on the terms of base mayor, so then just tell me the base mayor. That it's an indirect benefit. That's why it's mutter. Kosher. Lamed. Atam kimin lechi ein tzarech shir v'chol shu sagi kedel sif gimel. A lechi has there's no minimum size for your lechi, and there's minimum heights. Fil matzei shir mahani now. V'alva gav matzei shir omim l'sreifa command the sorav dummy umichzas ksusas shiure. So we don't need shear. So Mishmur says, what do you mean you don't need shear? You don't need a thickness, but you need a height. Vav al gav doha mikomokim. Boy al kaponim shear begove asar tvachim. So why don't we say that this thing is considered as if it's been chopped up into multiple pieces because it's meant to be burned. So it's like you don't have a height. So the Mishmur answers, kima diyachol asar sa kavdak ma'oid shakol shahu. So they allowed this. Okay, one teretz. Boy teretz of bezet. He means the second teretz. Dolecha filo hoye nisraf hoeitz leifer hoye megabel leifer medabek lekaisel gam kinti chashav lechi mevach lohei nitzel beruach chen nivsel machbas shemad this leifer. So it's burnt. So now it's ash. Okay, but it's an ass which is attached together and is standing in the Ruach Matzuyah. So the same way, if you'd actually use the ash, if you make it stick, it would work. If I would take my ash and wet it and then put it against the wall, and therefore it now sticks to the wall and creates a line. So that's what we said before, the seed malchi works. So the same thing over here. So it's not any worse than that. The Shartzian says in Chafhei, so you cannot use your cross beam by its service of Pesach out of a sherub wood, because if you make it into ash and burn it, it would fall. There's no way you can make it maintain its integrity.
Wouldn't that same logic apply to using it as a lechi?
If you take ash and you mix it with water, very fine ash mixed with water, it becomes somewhat like a paint. You can paint it on the wall.
Okay.
So that works very good when you're going vertically on a wall. When you're going horizontally in the air, it's much harder to make that work.
Yeah, I can understand that logic. Okay.
Yeah, that was the point you were saying. Okay.
So essentially, you're painting the wall with Asherah ash.
Right. Okay. Now, siftes bein shniris. So where are we putting this lechi in regards to the opening of the in regards to the opening of the mavui? So the simplest case is you put it in the actual opening and it's visible from inside the mavui. You see that there's a little this little indent sticking out into the mavui. From outside the mavui, you see that there's this indent sticking into the mavui. And that's the simplest case. But what about a case where a person, instead of putting it inside the mavui, he put the lechi, he put it right outside the mavui, in parallel with the wall, but its width is less than the width of the wall. So a person from the outside sees the wall and sees this extra piece of wood there. Person inside doesn't see anything because the inside just appears to be an extension of the wall. The wall is extended a little bit, but from the outside, facing in, looking at the mavui, you notice this little piece of wood there. Because even though it's one side is running parallel with the inside, but it's not as wide as the wall, so it's clearly just a distinct separate piece. So that's good also. So bein she niris bilitas alechi lo imdim besecha mavui, bein niris lo imdim bechutz. Even whether you put it inside, the people, it's put in position in such a way that you can notice from the inside and not from the outside. Or bein shniris loim debechutz aneged chalal amavi bein shniris loim debiftim. Or it's visible from the outside, but not from the inside. Kosher. See, either of those is still acceptable. Okay, Mishabur Lamed Aleph. So bein shniris loim debechutz. So what would that scenario be that you don't see it from the bechutz? So from the outside, I don't. If I'm looking, if you make the lechi the same height as the wall, So I don't know where the wall ends and the lefty starts necessarily. For all I know, that's how thick the wall is, all the way back. I don't know. So if the wall is, let's say, for argument's sake, is a foot thick, and I make a lefty, which is 5 inches. So standing from the outside, I just see, I see 17 inches of enclosure. For all I know, that the wall is 17 inches thick the whole way back. I don't know. I can't tell. So going shehemi lehalechi roch v'litzad orka shel mavi. It's not moved forward a little bit. It's the front edge of it is perfectly parallel with the front edge of the wall. So since that's true, it's not moved forward. If it's moved forward a little bit, I can see that it's not part of the wall because the wall is here and the lechi is here, or the front edge of the lechi. But the mamash is perfectly parallel. For all I know, that's the whole width of the wall. From the outside, you don't see it as a lechi. But the people standing inside can see it. Kizet, like picture number 6. If you see picture number 6, I don't know how good your pictures are. I have it.
Yeah. Which picture?
The bottom.
Yeah, you probably like that. So somebody's standing outside. He doesn't know. He can't tell how far back it goes and whether it's part of the wall. He just sees an indent. So all he knows, that's part of the wall. Inside, you see it as a separate, distinct piece. Okay. Or, the other way around, you put it on the outside. Neged chalal amavi. Kan shenosn kol alechi lechutz amavi. V'chudo hapenimi oimer eitzol over lakosel. The inner edge of the lechi is runs perfectly parallel with the edge of the wall. Avoloi hemidoi b'shavah l'svaz over lakosel shal tzad toich amavi. Interesting. No, it's just simply, he's just simply saying it actually was not on that part. It was moved over a little bit because if it would be like that, it's actually not visible for either side.
As long as the width is less than the width of the wall.
Yeah.
Where it is on the width of the wall.
And the problem is that's how I learned the Gemara. But he's saying not like that. Says v'loy hemidu b'shav l'svas over a kosel shal tzad toich amavoy dimkein lohayu nira kalechi al kamoisav al kosel af loim nirishas rabim al rechikro mizobis over a kosel shal tzad penim hemidu b'svas over shal tzad achuri hamavoy. He's running the lechi parallel to the outside, the edge of the wall of the mavi wall. And that's he places it right. So he's placing it not parallel to the inside. I think Rashi does not like that.
So if it was parallel to the inside, you could see from the outside. It's just an extension of the wall. You wouldn't care that the depth wasn't as great. Just
right. That's what he's assuming. Rashi is not going down the Gemara. On the mifnim, Rashi learned Meloisin Hoven Tachamavi in Lechi Niris Shenasuya mifnim. It's not going inside, so that's a valid heter. Either way, it works.
What isn't going inside?
What?
Or not, but if we say
Lechi Mishum Heker, we pass on
Lechi Mishum Chitza.
Right.
And yet we still want to be a Heker to somebody, it seems.
It has to be Nicker that it's there. Right? washing, right? Fine.
What's not washing inside?
It's not visible inside.
So?
It's as long as it's visible from the outside. If you're standing outside of the mava, you see that there's a lechi there, that's called that there's a lechi there. Even though you can't see it from inside the mava. Yud. Hechika me kaisel shloisha. Is possible if the lechi is raised up the ground three tefachim, it doesn't reach to the ground, it's possible, or if it's placed more than three tefachim away from the wall, so there's a gap between it and the wall, so that's a problem. If the actual lechi is not a full 10 tefachim high, but it's lowered to the ground, and that compensates for the lack of its height, if you arrange it correctly, the fact that it's only a little bit over 7 tefachim doesn't bother me because it's lowered to the ground. Shibur Alam Adalid. We already said this halacha before. So you want to know that it's not just the chatkila, but it's mamash ma'akim, it's not kosher. She be more shloisha. How after is belechi asar tefachim? The first scenario is that the lechi is 10 tefachim high, but if it's 3 tefachim off the ground, it doesn't help me. But see, if the lechi is not 10 tefachim high, I understand. You don't have a wall 10 tefachim. But if the lechi is 10 tefachim high, just it's not placed immediately adjacent to the ground, and there's a gap between it, the ground and it. So why is that okay? Why is that a problem? The answer is because it forms a form of a mechitza. If you had an actual wall, we said there's a problem if there's a gap underneath of 3 tefachim, because animals can get in and out. So that's involved in the status of a mechitza in regards to these halachas. So the lechi is not any better than that. Right? Kasher mitam lovid, Rabbi Kimila zeh hamakam aponi. So lovid is as if you filled in the area. Yeah. Yud aleph. I feel lo asol l'shem lechi. Elishin zdam lo yisham im me'elov is kasher lechi im me'elov we paskin. It wasn't put there for the purpose of being a lechi. It just happened to be there. It's acceptable. But it's only if the person decided before Shabbos that he wants to use it as a lechi. He did not decide before Shabbos to use it as a lechi. And it wasn't put there to be a lechi. So, lechi acher. The beginning of Shabbos, there was an actual lechi and there was a tree standing in it. So you had a mavi, and there was a tree with a three tefachim on one side of the mavi, and there was a lechi on the other side. So I wasn't planning to use the tree as the lechi because I have a lechi. Lechi falls down on Shabbos. Like, no problem, I have a tree. But I never decided before Shabbos to use the tree. Boy ma'ach shav lisim chazeh is loy. Aval loy hoya shom lechi achar me'er Shabbos. The Ramah says, however, if there was no other tikkun to the mavoi, even though you didn't think about it, it has a status as if you thought about it. Kilo samcha alav v'dami. If there's no other tikkun there, and this was a valid tikkun, so we assume that you wanted it. It's as if you, it's as if you designated before Shabbos.
Even though it's only me, but
right, that's what he's saying. Lam and she's amal shamei. Look, going she yotza blitas kaisel hamavi bereishoy isher meshach gavus artvachim. There was an extent. There was the wall stuck in a little bit into the mavi, the right height. A shahumid shom leitinyan was put there for some other purpose. Filo kavosh hu ba'atzma elam me'olam hu shom gamin kasher. The lechi mishum mechitza ha'menas me'elea is kasher. If it's lechi mishum hacker, if you would have held like the modern world said, lechi is because of a hacker. So it's not nicker. It was there anyway. It's not obvious to people what is. That's its purpose. But if you hold lechi mishum mechitza, it's a mechitza. It's a fact. And that's more as mazal and mechlokes between the two of them. Okay. The fact that you put another lechi there instead is if you undermine this status of a lechi from this item. Okay. Then if there was nothing else, kilo samcholav, or salomer. She never didn't say explicitly he's planning to use it. So that's okay. Now, if he said explicitly, I'm not using it, they did not, the previous Shabbos, they decided not to carry because there's no lechi. What do you mean there's no lechi? There's a lechi there. Well, you're saying you don't want to use that lechi. Then you need to designate before Shabbos that you're planning to use this this lechi of Me'elov for this purpose.
So even though it's Mishum Lechitza, it still requires some level of...
That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay, let's hold it here.